Gmail Podcast, episode number 7, Filters. Welcome to the Gmail Podcast, a collection of short tips and tricks to help you get more from your Gmail account. I'm your host, Chuck Tomasi. Thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this by clicking directly on the icon on the website, consider subscribing for free to get the show automatically delivered to you. Just download Apple iTunes and go to www.chuckchat.com and click on the image that says Subscribe iTunes next to the Gmail Podcast banner. It's quick, free, and easy. Well, simply put, Gmail filters allow you to perform simple actions on your email as it's received. Let's begin with a little example. I want to take all the email from Gmail Podcast mail list and apply a label to it so that I have it categorized and sorted for quick reference later. The procedure to do this is quite simple. Starting from the main Gmail page, locate the link that says Create a Filter near the top center next to the button labeled Search the Web. Now you define what the rules of your filter are. In my example, I want to look for all mail that has a to address of cc-gmail@googlegroups.com. So I'll enter that email address in the text box labeled to. I can also look for messages from a specific person or group, look for keywords in the subject or words included or not included in the message body, even filter on messages that have attachments. Once the filter is created, click the button labeled Next Step. On the top of the screen, there are actions you can perform, and on the bottom are any conversations that match the filter you just defined. For my example, I'll simply want to apply the label Gmail, so I check the box next to that option and use the select list to pick the proper label. If this is the first time I'm using that label, I can choose New Label and enter it into the pop-up and click OK. If this is the first time I'm using that label, I can choose New Label and enter it into the pop-up and then just click OK. For more information on labels, you might want to go back and listen to episode number 6 of the Gmail Podcast. Other actions you can check are skip the inbox, which will apply the label and automatically move the conversation to the archive folder. Don't worry, you can still easily reference the conversation by clicking on the appropriate label on the left side of the screen to see all the conversations with that label. This is a handy option if you're collecting messages that do not have to be read right away, such as a contest entry or mail list. You can also check star it to have Gmail apply a star to the message. If you check the forward it to and fill in a valid email address, Gmail will send a copy of the message to another email address. A good use for this would be a parent getting a copy of certain messages to their child. And finally, you can check move it to trash to quickly dispose of the email. Now that I'm done creating my filter, I click Create Filter. Now any new messages to cc-gmail@googlegroups.com will automatically have the label applied to them. To edit or delete a filter, click on Settings in the upper right and click the Filters tab. The process to edit a filter is the same as creating one. There is a limit of 20 filters, so be careful how many you use and how you use them. This isn't a new feature, but I thought it worth pointing out. If you're composing a message, Gmail will automatically save it periodically for you in the Drafts folder. I was very pleased to find out that it also saves when you exit the page. I was composing a message and clicked on a link that took me to another page. When I came back to Gmail, I found that my half-written letter was saved in Drafts. Thank you, Gmail! That's all the time we have for now. If you still haven't done so, stop by the website and click on the Frapper link or go to Frapper, frappr.com/Gmail to let me know where you're from. Gmail nor podcasting knows no boundaries or time zones. Comments, suggestions, or Gmail invite requests can be sent to gpodcast@gmail.com. I have no affiliation with Google other than as a satisfied Gmail user. This show is supported by listener donations from listeners like you. Visit the website at www.chuckchat.com. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to write.
You've got Gmail.